Hello?
Hi, so sorry if the call got disconnected.
Okay, I'm gonna merge them right now.
Sure.
He's saying that he can't actually even access the website editor right now for some reason.
Oh.
I'm gonna merge real fast, one second.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm there. It will open now, finally.
All right, it's merged. It's all merged together. It's open?
Yeah.
Hi
So,
there.
click on like the picture of the van.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm yeah. I'm.
And you know how to upload photos, like if you were to add one to
Yeah,
the list.
yeah, yeah.
Is it still duplicated on our end?
So I'm going to gallery. Yes, they're still duplicated.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's still duplicated on our end, so.
And just to confirm, it's under gallery from the website, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me which photo is duplicated?
There's one of.
Filter by name real quick, Dad, and you can see like the specific, because they're not named photos, they're just a random string of letters and numbers, so.
Well, it's acting weird. It might like not let me push buttons on it for some reason.
Yeah, so I was filtering it by name the other day, and it's pretty clear if you just scroll. I mean, I don't need some of them are duplicated because yeah, I had to crop a little bit and it duplicates that way, but
Yeah, I mean
there's
right
certain
now
ones that are duplicated like 50 plus times that just appeared overnight one day, so.
it's like freezing kind of on me right now. I don't know. Like I don't know what the deal is. Like I'm trying to push buttons and it's not showing up.
Okay, because I've actually checked the gallery on the website, and all 51 photos that are in there, none of those are duplicated. You can also actually check the website itself when you go to
It's
the
on the
website.
website editor. It's on the website editor, not on the, like, not on your local Splash gallery. That one's fine. It's on the website editor.
Website editor.
Well, as long as it's not showing up on the, what's it called? I mean, that's all that matters. As long as it, like, our
No, it
website.
matters. It matters because making the edits to the website with 50 plus duplicated photos is next to impossible for me.
I'm
That's why I've
sorry,
been having this problem. It's not showing up on the website. There's no physical problem with the website. It's the problem with the editor.
yeah, it's, I'm putting gallery and it just keeps, it's like log, it's not acting right now, so it's acting weird. So I don't know.
Just to clarify, the website editor is actually the website itself. So whatever is
Okay.
on the website editor, that is actually the same thing that is on the website. So right now, what I can see on the website editor, you have 51 photos, no
That's
duplicates.
not the truth. That is not the truth. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know where you got that from.
I can't
You
even, it won't open
go to the
all the way on
website
me.
editor. I mean, I'm not sure how familiar, not you, Dad. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the website editor, but you upload photos that are stored on your website. They don't have to be actually on a page or anything, but they can be stored on the website. And there's duplicates is what I'm having a problem with. There's 50 plus duplicates, so there's way more than 50 photos on there, that's for sure. I know that for a fact.
How
Oh,
about
well,
this?
like,
Can I call you via Google Call so that I can share my screen and show you what it
yeah,
looks
go ahead,
like
call him.
from the
Mine, for
client
some reason,
dashboard?
this is, on my end, it's
I
not.
don't have Google. I have an iPhone.
Oh, you have iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have any Gmail account?
I have a Gmail account, but I don't have Google Call.
Oh, that's okay. As long as you can receive the invite, it will go to your Safari browser.
Email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Your email, is it the FergusonHVAC5619? Can I send the invite there?
That's not his. He can't. He's not logged into that one, though.
Oh, okay.
It's Philip, PHILLIP, at FergusonHVAC.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's PHILLIP at FergusonHVAC.com, right?
Yeah, but for some reason, my Outlook, it's through Outlook, but it's disabled right now for some reason on my phone. I have terrible service up here.
Okay. Let me go ahead and check, because it actually... It would be better if I can show you and share my screen so that I can show you the photos that you have on your client dashboard and also from the website editor.
Yeah, it's not a problem with the client dashboard. Those photos are good. Those ones are fine. We uploaded a bunch of those.
So I'm at gallery right now. It did open now. So gallery again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was needed to refresh. I don't see. Yeah, I don't see duplicates now, so.
They're gone?
Yeah. So maybe they got rid of them.
Maybe they did, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm at galleries right now, and it's on the site. It finally opened. I don't know what was going on with it, but it's not. It wasn't working for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, they were still there yesterday, so that's why I just had a hard time believing that they all disappeared overnight.
I'm actually fascinated already.
Yesterday there was duplicates of a family photo that we had. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of those, and then normally there was a lot of duplicates of just an AC unit by itself, but I don't see them now. It was showing them for a minute there, but now that I don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be good, it looks like. The question is, though, why are we having such a hard time communicating with you guys on stuff and getting stuff done, and it's taking such a long process?
Just regarding that, I really do apologize. Actually, this has been escalated already when you...
Okay.
Yes, when you forwarded the issue to us, and Catherine actually made a good job and really talked to our IT department to fix everything.
Okay.
So, yes, yesterday when you talked to her, she already escalated it, and everything has been fixed right now.
It looks better now, mm-hmm. But it just took a long time. We talked to her months and months ago to get some of the stuff done, and then they emailed us at one point and said everything was done and nothing was done. And then we called back, and finally they fixed the listings. However, I'm still a little confused about some of the listings, like how they erased a whole bunch of listings and then just added these pages. And I understand the pages, they're made to help link stuff to us, but... They're just your guys' generic links instead of the links that we were part of before. And then I know yesterday we were looking at the pictures and they were all still there, but now it looks like they're done now.
Mm-hmm.
So how about when we add a picture, is it gonna, why were they duplicating? Do we know why?
Oh, yes. There's actually been a bug on our system that does that when a client uploads their photos. Some of them are being duplicated multiple times. But that bug has already been fixed. So you shouldn't have any issues with uploading photos moving forward.
The problem I had was it wasn't the pictures we uploaded. When I requested the edits to be made, you guys went through, tried to make some edits, and that's when the problem occurred is, you guys uploaded photos, and there were a bunch of duplicated. So I thought maybe that when you guys were trying to
ad listings or on Google posts, they just duplicated the same photo because they used to post the same three photos on our website or on our Google updates.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Google posts, they use the same three photos, and those are the same photos that were like spammed on the website editor. So mm-hmm. It wasn't anything to do with the pictures we've uploaded because those ones are fine.
I'm having another question. Go ahead. Yeah, finish what you're saying, Phil.
No, that's all I had to say. I don't like it kind of being pinned on us. Like we're doing something wrong with the system.
She said the system had a. She's saying that it was duplicating. It was a bug in the system. Is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
However, right now, the local splash. Is there an issue with the local splash homepage right now? Because I'm having a hard time.
The website editor won't even
Right now,
I've
been
called a couple times over that.
Right now, the buttons are. I mean, I can't even do a lot of stuff on it. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I can't even go to my posts or anything for my business information or nothing. There's only a couple buttons that are working, and then even right now, I'm trying to go back to the website, and it's not letting me go to the website.
Oh, okay. This is from your client's dashboard, right? And you're accessing it from your computer?
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm in the office. Philip is the one that usually manages the website at times.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm in the office right now, and I'm trying to go to my posts. I'm trying to go to business info, Google. Listings pop up, website don't pop up, leads don't pop up, home screen will pop up. That's about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
All the other tabs are not working.
I see. Okay. Well, since this is a client dashboard, I'm going to go ahead and check because right now on our end, it's actually working. Have you tried to refresh your browser?
Yeah, I just logged out twice. I'm gonna log back in again.
Mhm. Please let me know if it still exists.
Same thing. There's certain buttons. So posts. I can't go to posts. I can't go to business info. I can't go to the Google listings. Oh, I can go to listings. Sorry, I can't go to the Google thing. Can't go to the website. Or leads. So the dashboard up top, where you have all the different little things you can go to, there's some
mm-hmm.
of them I can't even get on to right now.
Okay.
And then the same thing, I had a hard time when I was in my website. I was able to get to the website the one time, but when I was in the website, it was doing the same thing. It was acting like it wasn't functioning.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and check because I believe Catherine already made a ticket regarding that issue, and she's supposed to call you regarding this matter, including the issue with the listing. But what I can only handle is the website, and what I can do is I can go ahead and make changes or edits on the website if you like. But if you're having issues with the dashboard, I'm going to go ahead and let Catherine know about it
I do have a question about that. So when we call and we have issues, so it seems like everybody that we call, only one person can handle part of the issue, and then we have to wait for somebody else to handle another issue. So obviously the website looks like the pictures were cleared up as of right now. But every time we call, we have to get somebody else. You guys not all work together? You not know how to work on the whole website? Or are you guys
everybody shifts the problem to another person, and we end up getting stuck waiting for another call. Like yesterday, Catherine called me to schedule an appointment to call you. But the day before that, somebody called me to schedule an appointment with Catherine. And the day before, every day this week, I've had this same exact thing happen. And it's not okay, to be honest with you.
I understand, and I really do apologize for that. But yes, we do have different departments. We do have different departments for Google Listings, for the account itself. We also have a different department for the website. And what I can only handle is the website. So if you have any any issues with the website, I can go ahead and help you out.
No, we just, our website, we just don't want stuff duplicated. Philip took your guys', we took your website and we customized it because before in the past, we'd ask for stuff to happen and it would take too long. So everything's working now on the website as long as we can, I mean, it's not, like right now it's showing that, like if I wanted to do something on the website, it's showing a spinning wheel right now. Like I can't do nothing on it. But we, you know, we just need to figure it out. Like you guys got to be able to be a little easier to work with during stuff. Like right now we're paying you guys, you know, a monthly thing. And unless we call you guys, you know, there's no one ever refreshes stuff. No one updates stuff. No one, you know, I don't know where my listing will drop completely down to the bottom. And then with the same thing, we're just getting a runaround saying that one person can only handle this, one person can only handle that. So we just need to figure out how we can keep this relationship going as a company, because otherwise I got to find somebody that's more capable to run and do everything the same. So, and I'm sure you guys value all your guys' customers no different from I value my customers. So however we can figure out the problem so we don't have to make the switch, because I know the switch is going to obviously affect you guys financially. However, if I got to make a switch too, it's going to hurt me a little bit for a time being too. So, like, I'd like to keep this going. We just need to figure this out together, because this needs to be easier for us to manage from both sides, our side and your side. And obviously, if it's just communication and trying to figure out how to work together, but I think people, we need somebody that's ahead, you know, in charge of our, so we should have like somebody that's in charge of our, like a manager of our website or a manager of our company that's, you know, you guys are handling, the sales rep or whatever, but they need to be able to be transparent and work with us, and we should be able to work through all these problems without months and months of missed phone calls or phone calls and then moving it to somebody else.
So I'm just saying that things get done when things aren't getting done. Like, I think that's the biggest problem I had, is if you guys needed to take time to get something done, that's one thing, but telling us that it is done or the edits are fixed and all these problems are solved, and then we go check and nothing's been done actually, or it's done in a way that's not correct, not proper. Like, I know you're not in charge of the listings, but somebody pretty much deleted good listings because they couldn't make an edit and replaced them with fake, or I don't even know what to call it, fake websites or fake directories. What Catherine called it is a directory, but those aren't all right. And that's, we just have had nothing but issues these last, especially these last like 3 months, nothing but problems with you guys.
I understand. Again, I really do apologize for that. I'll make sure to have this forwarded. I'm going to go ahead and request an account manager for your account so that there would be someone responsible for the whole account that you can talk to.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sure. I'm going to go ahead and escalate that one. I believe Catherine was still going to call you regarding the issue with the listing, but anything else on the website that I can possibly help?
Well, I mean, it's
no,
kind of hard.
I make all the edits on the website. The main problem was the actual website editor having issues with the duplicate photos. But if that's taken care of, then, I mean, that was my biggest issue. Because, I mean, I do all the editing
and things
like that.
It's not
that,
working
so.
Right now. It's not, I mean, everything's not working for me
it's
right now.
It's not working?
I mean, I was able to get the editor and it looked like it was cleaned up, but half the buttons I'm pushing on this thing is not, like, it's not working at all. And that's not normally like that. Like, normally, because I'll come through at night sometimes, and I will add pictures because they, you know, that's one thing that you guys requested, that I upload pictures of our newest jobs for you guys can post them on our Google page or our Facebook, and that's, you know, that's been happening. But however, I can't do nothing right now. The home screen's I can't do much on it at all. So let's just, yeah, let's, but we need to schedule a time that works for us, though, too. Like, we can't just do random calls and have, hopefully, that we can be in front of the screen. So can we schedule?
The problem is when we get those calls scheduled where we're in front of the screen, I end up on a phone call for 10 minutes, and they tell me they can't help me and that they need to schedule another call for the next day. That's happened. I was in the office for 2 full days this week trying to get some of the stuff done, but every time I ended up being on the phone with you guys, they tell me, oh, we actually can't help you with this. Let's schedule a call for tomorrow. Like, I was on the phone with somebody for the website editor, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, and it's been trickle-down effect all the way back to where we're at now.
Let's schedule, can we do me a favor? Let's schedule this. I know you're getting overflowed with me and him talking. Can we schedule this for Monday the 16th? 10 a.m. Mountain time.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
And I'll make sure that Phillip's in here, and then I'll make sure that I'm in here, and we can try to get this solved.
Okay.
With anything
sure,
else.
Sure. Yes, okay. We can do that. So 10 a.m. On the 16th Monday.
Yep, mountain time.
Okay, mountain time. All right, that is noted.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go ahead and schedule that. Okay, again, I really do apologize for any inconvenience. Again, I'm going to request an account manager for your account so that you have a specific person that is responsible for your whole account, for your whole campaign. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, too, for your time today.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.